What is up, my lovely people? My name is Valkyrie, and you are not special, which is actually the topic of today's episode. I am an 18-year-old adult, and that might seem a little bit redundant, but adulthood is a very strange and scary place that I feel like we need a little bit more context on, especially as a young person. I wanted to create this series to kind of teach a lot of people about things to keep in mind in terms of emotions and social behavior, and take you on a journey. Something that I'd like to share with a lot of other people is my whole mantra of, you are not special. And I decided that we should just dive a little bit deeper into this just to start off the series. I've been on YouTube for a while now. I've been watching it. I've been a chronic viewer of the internet. And I've been watching recently a lot of video diaries and essays on different world views. So just like the world of fat phobia and idealism and fitness and restriction. And I have a few things to discuss about it. The first thing I kind of wanted to touch on was just this idea of entitlement. Now, I'd like to preface this conversation by saying I know that a lot of my life I have been very privileged, and I am very thankful for everything that I've been able to do, but I do recognize my privilege. I do recognize that there are some things that I've gotten to do that others have not, and some others may not get to do them for a long time at their age, at a young age, old age, whatever it may be. But I do want to talk about entitlement in the fact of that I feel like I've been feeling a little bit entitled lately, and that's wrong. I am in a position at work where I have a company that I really want to work on, but I have a side internship that I've dedicated a lot of time to, and then I'm realizing now that I don't like very much. And that's something that I know is very, some would say childish of me to say. This 18-year-old doesn't like work. Oh, wow, like you don't have the opportunity to be picky right now, you know? And I feel like that's the case for a lot of people. It's just we have to play with the cards that we've been dealt. And I'm just not enjoying work right now. And I've been feeling like someone should change the things that I've been dealing with. Like I go to work and I'll see problems with systems and things that I feel like people should work on, and that if I say something, they will work on them because I am not functioning properly. I feel like people should change the way that a system works at work because I can't do things as efficiently on that system. And, you know, that's an interesting thing that we're kind of exposed to pretty much since we get into like a classic school system, is we're forced to follow this system that the school basically sets up for us, and we're forced to do that basically until we get into college, and then we have to follow another institution's rules. And it's a very teenage thing to say, you know, I want to be rebellious and I want to dismantle the school system and I want to fight for student rights. And a lot of times people think that that's just like longer lunch periods and no homework, you know, but there's a lot of times where I feel like institutions do harm their employees and their students, and I think that that's something that's a different conversation. What I'm talking about right now is feeling entitled to something that I shouldn't really feel entitled about. I'm not owed a system that treats me properly, and especially when it's a system that everyone else is functioning pretty well on. I feel like I sometimes fall into this trap of feeling entitled to a lot of different things. And please let me know if any of this resonates with you or if it's just like a me thing. But I got sick this past month, and it was probably like just like a month-long illness that I had to deal with, and I'm still kind of dealing with it right now. And I, throughout that whole time, kept telling myself, oh, like, this should be happening to me. Like, I don't know what is going on. This just sucks. Like, this should not be, like, why me, essentially? Why me? Why me? And that is me feeling entitled to a healthy body when really I do treat it like shit sometimes. Mainly for me, it's sleep, is not getting enough sleep, not really doing what I know is right for my body. I feel like I exercise and I eat healthy, but when it comes to sleep, like, I will sacrifice sleep over a lot of other things that I sacrifice, which is not great. And how am I supposed to feel entitled to something that I'm not fueling a response for? That doesn't make any sense. But somehow I felt entitled to a healthy body. I also don't feel entitled to things like relationships. Like, I don't feel like people should like me or be friends with me if they don't want to, and vice versa, me with other people. I don't feel like I give people the time of day when they're rude or aren't treating me with respect. But I feel like I am entitled to a reaction within those relationships. Like, I can't realize that others are different. I feel like I plan out a lot of what I want people to say in response to a joke that I make, or in response to a topic that I bring up. Like, everyone should just kind of default to what I would like them to think or how I would like them to behave. And that's just not correct. You know, I keep exploring about like a bunch of mindsets and trying to rework how I think about the world. And there's always this sense of entitlement that pops up in my head whenever something like that happens, where I'm like, why me? Like, this doesn't need to happen to me. Like, why am I dealing with this? Like, almost like I'm above other things. And that's not something that lasts for a long time. It's just like a very brief moment of, why me? Why are you doing that to me? And, you know, it's something very interesting that I feel like a lot of people, when you're in a, I guess, more traditionally privileged position, whether that be financially or like socially, whether you're more extroverted, introverted, and whether that lends a hand to your current situation, you know, everyone is different. But essentially, like, we don't really talk that much about feeling entitled, because it is scary to talk about. We don't want to tell people that we feel entitled to things. We don't want to tell people that we get the urge to just, like, just kind of just be like, oh, yeah, I deserve that. And why am I not getting it, you know? That's a scary thing to admit, I think. But I think I want to normalize it, honestly. Not normalize the actual fueling of entitled people, but more open the discussion of entitlement and feeling that in a world where we are pushed to constantly feel entitled, mainly for them to sell us things. And I can get into that in a next episode if you guys are willing to listen to it. I wanted to kind of go into a slightly different topic, and it's about a breakdown that I had the other day about how I feel like I'm not doing anything. And this kind of fuels into the entitlement argument just a bit, but I'll give you a little bit more context. I felt like I wasn't moving with Project Firefly, my engineering company for climate tech. I felt like I wasn't moving since we weren't doing in-person testing at the current stage we are. Like, I'm not moving because I haven't updated people in a while. Like, I'm not moving because I'm physically in the same place and everyone around me is going different places and ending their internships. And, you know, like, right now, as I record this, I'm alone in our Airbnb that we have rented for the month, still in LA. And both of my roommates are gone. They're visiting family. And my boyfriend is also in another place. My family is not here. So I'm quite literally just here alone. And, you know, usually that's not really an issue for me. But it's the fact that I haven't really seen people in a little while that starts to play on my mind. And again, like, there was this creeping thought in my head that was like, you guys should be here with me right now. Why is everyone leaving me? And I will get to the whole underlying root of all of this, essentially just us feeling like we need to be special in order to matter. But like, really, that's just kind of what has sparked all of this entitlement talk, is like, I was not in as much of a bustling area, like where I live. I haven't been able to go anywhere because I've been sick, because I don't have transportation from my friends not being here. You know, there's this whole idea that I can't do anything about it right now, you know? It's times like these where I start to think about luck in terms of entitlement. And how, yes, like, it is random, but you can increase your chances of randomly stumbling upon success if you work harder and are a decent human being. But, you know, like, there's a sense of entitlement that comes along with getting a lot of luck, in terms of, oh, like, I've done this before. I've gotten lucky with this before. Why isn't it happening again? And that sends a lot of people down a spiral, especially, I can paint this picture for you. You go into college, you get your classes, you're sailing on through your classes, you're getting good grades, you're going out, you're partying, you're doing all these great things, and then all of a sudden you just hit a wall, and all of the things that you were doing aren't working anymore, and all of the people that you were seeing, you're not having as much fun with anymore, and you feel like you're stuck in this rut. The world is not out to get you, and for someone like me that just kept getting sick over and over again, and me not liking work, and these things are not the world telling me that I'm doing nothing with my life. That's just me taking those bad things and internally twisting them into a crisis. And this will continue to happen, just less and less if you employ different coping mechanisms. For people in college, I feel like you will absolutely get into emotional ruts like this very frequently at first. And I talk to a lot of people that have these kind of ruts where they are doing the same thing over and over again, and it's working, and everything is great, and then all of a sudden it's not working. And we all feel entitled for it to work again, because that's just how it's always been. And, you know, maybe that's not entirely entitlement. Maybe that's just a sense of familiarity that's lost, and so we need to get it back. We feel this urge to return to our regular kind of, like, state of being very comfortable. All of that makes sense. So usually when I get into an emotional rut like this, I start a new challenge or surround myself with people. And sometimes it's hard because my roommates are gone, or my boyfriend is halfway across the country, or I'm not in the same state as my family. And for a lot of people, I recognize that starting college is a very mentally stimulating place that both gets overwhelming and will force you into ruts. And that's a good thing, you know. I think that's a really great thing about college, and I've never been anti-college. It's just not something that I feel like is for me. You know, talk to new people you haven't talked to in a while, introduce a new perspective, just something that jogs you out of whatever rut you're kind of like currently in. I understand that people going into any scenario will handle things differently, but it'll all kind of be in response to a few different things. It's either a completely new environment that they're overwhelmed by, a completely new set of people, or a new idea or identity that can absolutely just wreck every routine that you've ever built. And you know, it can be a mix of all three or one or two, but it doesn't get very much more complex than that. Think about that and then try to pinpoint which one it is. For me, it's the fact that I don't have as many people as I'm used to, and I'm with myself more, meaning I'm sitting with my identity and questioning what I like and how I'm supposed to be, and feeling this sense of entitlement that I really shouldn't be feeling, because it's just a switch up of environment. It's a switch up of people, you know, it's kind of a mixture of all three. And it doesn't have to be like this. I'm changing it by starting new challenges. I'm calling people every few hours. I'm doing things that are mentally stimulating and make the time pass quickly. But there's a lot of reasons why, you know, a lot of individual, very specific reasons why you're just uncomfortable being in these new situations and you feel that sense of entitlement. Now, I kind of wanted to bring it back to this whole idea of you not being special, just because for the last 2 years, that's kind of what I've rode with. That's my ride or die phrase, you know. I feel like every time I say it to my boyfriend or my family or something, like, they'll roll their eyes because it's like, oh, yeah, we know. We're not special, you know. It doesn't, like, we get it, basically. but I think it's a good thing to keep in mind for a pretty consistent basis, at least, because, you know, there are times where we'll get into those ruts and we'll feel entitled, and then we won't try and fix it. We'll feel like the world needs to fix it for us. And I think in almost every scenario you can come up with, you can always find something in your environment, in your identity, in the people around you that can change, that can fix a lot of the problems. If it's a combination of all three, you know, it might be a little bit harder to find those exact roots and pinpoint them and try and switch it up. But I think in general, it's a pretty easy thing to just sit down, collect yourself, and figure out, oh, okay, these are the things that I have to do to make me feel a lot better. I think a problem that a lot of young people run into now, especially, is that, you know, we're giving kids the internet at younger ages, and, like, I'm gonna sound like such a boomer right now, but, you know, we're exposed to the internet a lot younger, and we have all of these resources at our fingertips and all of these things that just kind of work for us, and that's great, and that has forwarded society in a lot of ways. But the problem with that is that we feel like, oh, like, everything else is serving me, why isn't this serving me? And we get into this spiral of, oh, I feel bad, things have to change, they're not changing, therefore something is wrong with me. Oh, when they do change, oh, then there's something else for me, there's something else that I can do about it. I mean, let me know if this makes sense. I do want this kind of podcast series to be a little more free-flowing. These are kind of just my ideas, but the idea of you're not special to some might seem a little bit harsh, you know. I never phrase my advice when I bring it up as in, oh, well, you know, like, your problems don't matter because you're not really special. It's more kind of putting things into perspective of, oh, like, if you feel alone, just remember you're not special. And that means that a lot of other people feel the same way. I find comfort in being uncomfortable a lot of the time. I put myself in pretty uncomfortable situations with challenges whenever I feel like, oh, I'm getting comfortable, so I'm getting in my head, so I start to feel entitled. And while a lot of people do find more comfort in just, like, kind of sitting around watching Netflix, not giving a care in the world, you know, nothing wrong with that. When one of those variables shifts, as in the people that they're watching Netflix with now are not behaving in a way that is productive, or you yourself start to get the idea that watching or sitting in a certain room or, like, switching up your environment, like, all of that starts to shift, it becomes immediately more uncomfortable to dig yourself a hole and sit in it. And, you know, that's a great thing about not being special. There are more than enough ways that people in that very same position have found to deal with those situations, and it unites us all. You know, you can look up fun things to do on the weekend, and you get millions and millions of sites and sources, and videos and articles about people that are doing fun things on the weekends. Even though all of those people have found ways to deal with those situations, there's still even more out there that aren't on the internet, you know? So, you know, I think that being special would be more of a hindrance than anything. And I touch more on all these topics in my YouTube video. It's a lot more polished, I think. You're not special. So if you'd like to hear more about my thoughts on this, and hopefully it'll help you out, I will leave the link in the description. But yeah, I think that'll be my mantra. That'll continue to be my mantra for a pretty long time. And I'm glad it is. It's given me a lot of perspective. Let me know your thoughts on it. Maybe there's another way you can phrase it. But at least for now, I'm pretty set. and you know, who knows? Maybe I'm being too comfortable. Maybe I'm too comfortable with that phrase, and then I'm going to have to switch it up. It's going to start feeling uncomfortable, and I'm going to dig myself a hole and just sit with that phrase. So I don't know yet. But I mean, let me know what your thoughts are. And with that being said, my name is Valkyrie. Thank you for listening to this jumbled mess of a podcast. And you are not special, but you can be revolutionary if you put your mind to it. See ya.